Begin the current daf and sechtes b'metzia daf pei. We begin the basic test message in the rules of gemara. Tikkun Abaya says b'mechikta, which says Taisis Masha Hikshu b'kuntres. This is Rashi asks l'fi tshuvas hagoinim on the response of the goinim. The way they explain, which Rashi's words are, he says ani shemati sa'irin shet liu. Says what's his mechikta that Abaya explains? It's barley that got wormed. He says, "V'chin beperish Chuvas Hagoyim." Says that's how it's brought in the Chuvas Hagoyim. Says, "Aludi kashali." Says I find this difficult because Malit Liu, who cares if it's wormed? Malit Loyet Liu, who cares if it's not wormed? Perish Kan Nefach, but you still have the volume Shalesach Veshleishes Kalman and V'Ketani Ptur and Olabaya. According to Abaya, Nefach Kamasoi, the volumes like the load, the Halavat Liu. Because even if without being wormed, Nami Sa'irim Kalameim, still barley is light, and still Abaya holds you liable Mishum Navcha because of the inflation, so what would be the difference? So B'nei Luri Yisrael actually brings a different interpretation. And that says Tesis, that's not such a question. Because let's say he made up with him that he's going to bring iron or stones. He brings bran or feathers. Hanami, you think you're also the Myosev that being added that amount of Yechayb Mechayb? Of course not. That's a huge discrepancy here. Also, yeah, although barley is less, but when it's warm, it's even less than that. And therefore that would make sense for the differences. A regular boat has to be able to carry a load of 30 kor. Now, so Mashma, it sounds like the Tesef is that the addition is Echad Mishleishim is 1/30. If that's the case, it comes out. And the ton is solid. And the fact that the Mishnah says that an addition for a camel is a saw, smash with sounds like the Masa Gamal, that the load of a camel is kor, is a kor, which is 30 saw. So it's tells of kosher ribam. It's difficult to ribam because the peg mishich the gemara shabbos of kovin and heim a day. Some rabbi remember different. He says look at ichazli. He says wow, you should have seen what I saw. Who tayo? There was this Arab merchant the ochlo kura that his camel ate a kor, fatan the kor, and it was loaded up with a kor. Now, Mashmat sounds like the Shargamal and that other camels ain't trying them kokach. They don't carry so much. That one was abnormal. But you're saying that everyone is like that. Your son says, the way Rashi says over there, that the Anakura, when it says loaded with a kur, the mezoina, so he said, derech, that it was loaded up with just food for the journey, levacha hamasa, besides the rest of its load that it had. And it appears that you have to say this because the ain't svara, it's not logical, shayuchla hachal gamal. That you could feed a camel a full day avisa, even by stuffing it, kedei masoi, according to this little bit of hamachas in one shot. So it must have been that it was carrying that, and that was besides the rest of the load. That was an abnormal thing. Next test, must begin with the word digmilga, name it's not the stomach like Rameh. Let's say it's our stam Mishnah is not like Rameh. Why? Because midame le uman le seicher, the Gemara is comparing a craftsman to a renter. That is the chiyachadom nevashem esacha. That because yeah, just like a craftsman is a paid custodian. Meaning, after bishin netelschar alashmir, even though what his profit he's getting is not for the watching itself, ilaschar torche rather for the wages of the effort that he's putting of what he's putting in for the work. So achanam isaycher. So we're saying so renter also have a kishrei esacha because after bishin netelschar shmir, although he's not getting profit from what he's watching, but alakim jenenim imenu b'schar shenayson. But he is getting benefit from the the sky that he's giving, so therefore that should itself should make him into a shemer sacher, and meaning should be comparable to the umen in that way. Next is matter being the gemara because you have li tfei purta that the fact that he gives him a little bit more, how about shemer sacher that makes him to shemer sacher? Which Rav must like true. The gemara could have asked mila skin and the way of tfei purta isn't that also talking about when he doesn't give a little bit more? But anyways, the gemara asks a good question. Anyways, on this pshat. Next does not to be the word the mokhe the kartofis like igre by holding on to the payment, that's like certain benefit which makes him into watching with benefit which is the shemesach. Sisters would definitely say how did the mishnah this says the mishnah alvei al mashkin if he lends him on security shemesach or is a shemesach no, but dachik and the gemara is pressed lashkuchi taima begemara to try to find the reasoning in the gemara as brought later in the pibesim and aleph. Why is it Shemesach? Like Rav Yosef, like Reisiv. What's the reasoning? Is it because it's when you're doing a mitzvah, you're pater? Like, what's the reason? What do you mean? Lema, why didn't you say the time of the reason is to buy he hana from that benefit, the tavus lay, that he's holding on to it, like we're saying over here, achayve, onto what's otim, of a Shem Esochel. It makes him a Shem Esochel. Hashem says, no, the Hasam lo yishani malva midi. That's not benefiting the lender at all. The Emar v'yach b'masha ehova me'masha lo yhoya a milva that he's not really gaining anything. And if he wouldn't have lent anything, he wouldn't have a mashkin. That's just to cover his own money. Can't just over here, this is money that's not yet his. Now that's considered Shem Esochel. Then it says, we can say, why don't you say by renter also, why don't you say the fact that he's holding on to the object, that should also make him into a Shem Esochel. But the Rigan says, no, the a craftsman is a Shem Esochel, that he's holding on to his payment. Generally, a craftsman, they do the work there by the homeowner. They have nothing in their possession to hold on to. This guy is doing it in his house, in his shop. It's obviously clean. He's holding on to the vessel. Then the harbor is getting a lock where he knows he's going to get paid because he's holding on to the item. It's not you're chasing the guy to try to pay you. But a renter, no, that's not considered as beneficial. Every renter is holding on to the item that he rented. They can't do the work if they don't have it in the possession. That wouldn't be considered that he's getting a personal benefit to be considered as a Shemer Sachar.